click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
If you are familiar with South Africa's rail network infrastructure, next time you take a long drive and you happen to see the railway networks and, of course, various freights also making sure that they're transporting goods and services to our ports, from our mines and to various other parts of the country, bear in mind that this is a key asset that we have in South Africa and gives us competitive advantage when it comes to trade across the continent. Now, recently, Transnet has announced that it is opening up its railway network infrastructure to private sector participants. In other words, essentially, Transnet trains could only be running on their own network. Now they're opening it up to private sector players. Yes, whilst we understand this is not charity, there is a commercial incentive here, but we do want to understand how this particular partnership could really unlock so much more potential for South Africa's economy, including some of the blind spots that we might be missing. Misela Nkiapo joins us now as the CEO of the African Rail Industry Association to tell us more. Misela, such a pleasure to have you again on Kaya Biz. It's a delight to speak to you now, given that we are witnessing a full-on transition in South Africa's freight rail network as well as port services. I guess first things first, maybe it's important for us just to reflect on the opportunity and the asset, right? This gem of the railway network infrastructure that we have in the country. Just how competitive is this in comparison to our peers across the continent?
Well, good evening. Thank you for having us. I think for us, as a railway industry in general, this is a historic moment where a country comes together and say, us as private sector and public sector, we're going to hold hands. We're going to make sure that our country thrives. And by doing so, in the spirit of Ubuntu around sharing, is to share that network and try to bring up the tonnage that we need to be transporting as a country and to grow from there. We've been crying about economic growth. I think this is one of the crucial steps of going about doing that. You said, what about the benefits? And I think it's always an ask as to why we are doing something. And for me, I think this is urgent. It has to be done because of the unemployment that we are facing. And we hope that this is the first step of resolving the issues that we have under unemployment, particularly the youth.
Misela, you've been in the industry for well over two decades now, and I do recall speaking to you just well over 2 years ago around the calamity and frustration around Transnet, and at the time reforms were what we were all calling for. The reforms are being implemented. So far we understand 11 private sector participants coming on board. Help us contextualize, you know, how this does shift the landscape and propel so much more opportunity given the partnership.
Yeah. So Transnet will still keep being an operator and offering the services to their current clients. So where private operators come in is to add on. And as we have said previously, that our role in this industry is to add on and support Transnet. This is not a replacement of Transnet. Mm-hmm. But where other opportunities are is that instead of having Transnet as a client only, those companies that have been benefiting from supply development will now have an opportunity to supply to and service different operators. Out of the 11 operators, I think we know that there is ARC, there is Grindrod, and Barberry. Barberry Tsiko is the one that got the most slots. And the beautiful thing about this company, it's a full a BEE company. And that is another lesson that these people used to be workers at Transnet, they then transformed to be entrepreneurs. Now they're working side by side with Transnet. What a perfect partnership.
Sure. And maybe talk to us about that theme, because many of us, right, we don't see the coal and the iron ore being moved from the mines to the ports. And you mentioned slots, you mentioned new partnerships that are focused on transformation. I'm hoping, Sis Misela, you can make it practical for us. You know, how does it work? So at 9 o'clock, it's Barberry's freights that are moving. And then at 10 o'clock, it's Transnet. But maybe just give us a practical rundown of how this works on a day to day for us who are not so close to the industry.
So for a practical rundown, let's start it from the manufacturing. So there's a locomotive that will be hauling the wagons. There's the wagons that need to be manufactured. So in South Africa, we have a company called Gallison. It's in the Free State. They have offices in Johannesburg, have exported to China competitively. And there's another company in Vanderbijl called Global. This company employ people, big engineering companies, then we make sure that their production lines, their production facilities are actually ongoing and thereby maintaining the workforce that they have, but also then bringing in new workforce, also then contributing to the municipalities where they operate under. So that is from an employment perspective. Those people that need to be employed there, they need to be trained, and to be trained the way that the industry wants them to be trained. So then what happens is that there's more money going into training of our youth and employees that will benefit from this reform. Then fast forward, there will be lawyers in between, accountants that now have to structure these deals. Mm-hmm. At the moment, my assumption is that this 11 operators that probably marching up and down in the world looking for funding for this opportunity that they have received. So this is where the banking industry, the funding industry will then play a role. And in playing a role that now we start competing within the international markets, because they are not only looking in South Africa for funding. They're looking, I'm currently in India, and some of the people are talking about seeking funding either from Dubai, from India, depending on the terms. So it's important that South African funders do consider that they're also competing with other people around the world for the money to fund this opportunity. Mm-hmm. And then fast forward is that those that are actually manufacturers of components, then you start opening the industry bit by bit. And, you know, earlier on you said that Transnet has struggled. With what I know now and knowing better is that they have not necessarily struggled. Mm-hmm. They have been overburdened. And they have had this huge responsibility. And now that in the spirit of Ubuntu, finding those partnerships that are coming through. But then I'll take you on a journey to where your Burberry would be operating. They operate, they have a siding somewhere in Mpumalanga. Mm-hmm. And luckily, because we have our members that they actually believe in social development, instead of spending money on security to guard the network, they say, no, we want to invest in our communities where we work. So they then employ for those sites the locals. So you're getting manufacturing taking place, your funders locally are getting more deals done. Even your rural community is getting a benefit of this reform. So it's not just a reform where there's 11 operators. People's lives are about to change for the better.
So much more I want to ask you on this. And I think next time, as soon as you're back from India, not only a cup of coffee is due, but another interview to follow up on this conversation. But Sis Misela, before we wrap up, as you've mentioned, you're in India. There's a lot of potential that we're seeing. Funders are also opening up their checkbooks. What's the reception been like to South Africa? Because we're well aware we can be very pessimistic. We've struggled with low economic growth, concerns around clear governance and controls. But what's the reception been like from the international community?
Sisku, give us some courage. You know, I mean, we've just delivered on rail reform, right? There's a difference that when there is that partnership between government and private sector, we are able to work together towards a common goal. But where we are in India, when in New Delhi, there is an India-Africa conclave, and I think the Africans have finally understood that if they march in one voice, and not only South Africa, but as the continent itself, they carry much more weight to negotiate and to negotiate for the continent. So this is not just just another conference between between governments. So what will be taking place, there will be business-to-business meeting to exactly look at the policy changes. Where is the partnerships going to come from between the Indians and South Africa and then the rest of the continent?
Sismisela, we wish you...
So it's great times ahead.
Yes, great times ahead. That's what we want to hear, and we appreciate the boost in confidence, because you're right, we've been doing well and we've been making progress. Sismisela, all the best, and thank you so much for your feedback. Looking forward to touching base with you when you come back and giving us deeper reflections of the rail network infrastructure in the country and the opportunities that exist.
Mine is to thank the railway industry to having afforded me the opportunity to lead this conversation around the rail reform. I feel very privileged and very special to have led such a major historical event in our country, particularly the railways industry. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Elan Klapo, the CEO of ARIA, African Rail Industry Association, joining us tonight to add some context to the reforms that we've been calling for. And if anything, this is a feather in our cap. You know, we always concentrate on to drive economic growth. We need reforms. We need reforms. Well, here we are. Reforms being implemented. And just for context, if you undermine South Africa's railway landscape, it's vast. More than 20,000 kilometers of network. And this is typically five times longer than that of Nigeria. To put things into context, the country that comes second to that list is Sudan, with 7,000 kilometers of railway network infrastructure. So what we're saying is that we've got this asset, we've got the byways and the access. We just need to make sure that we use it effectively. And as we've heard, at least 11 partners being brought on board, some of those as well. Empowerment partners, transformation that have come through from Transnet itself in terms of its operations. So showing that from employees to entrepreneurs to equity partners, there is opportunity for all.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.